Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jaquan Gardner, running back for the Fleet, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris 97.3 The Fan. How are you, Jaquan?
Good. Going good. Another good day in San Diego. Sunny, but they told me sunny San Diego.
Yeah, that's right. You probably think you got off the wrong plane or something.
Right. It's been crazy over here.
Jaquan, tell us what it's been like since becoming a pro football player, man.
It's been great. I mean, it's everything, you know, that I've dreamed of. I mean, you know, it's been exciting. You know, we have a great locker room, great group of guys. So I'm just excited what this season will bring.
I'm sure you guys are also very excited to run out in front of your home crowd Sunday night or Sunday evening, 5 o'clock, and get your first taste of a home game. What are you hearing around town? What kind of fan base are you looking forward to?
I'm expecting it to be probably the most that the AAF has seen. I'm hearing that, you know, the people of San Diego are anxious to get some football back.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to a pretty nice-sized crowd.
Jaquan Gardner, San Diego Fleet running back, joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Jaquan, tell us a little bit about your background, man. You went to Humboldt State, almost 5,500 yards rushing, 72 touchdowns. You also had 786 yards in receiving. You went from Humboldt. You found your way to the AAF. Just talk about your journey up until now.
I mean, it's been a kind of hectic journey, you know. It's not really the journey that, you know, everybody takes, but, I mean, I wouldn't change it. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to be here. I mean, it's been a crazy journey though, from not playing football, from playing football every year since, you know, junior high, elementary school, to, you know, kind of waiting out to see what comes next. And I'm just thankful for this opportunity with the AAF.
Did you dabble or think about any arena league football or anything else like that until this opportunity came along?
I actually did a pretty short stint with the Niners, and we were hoping that, you know, our eyes were set on the AAF the entire time, or the CFL, but, yeah, our eyes were pretty set on the AAF, trying to get something happening here.
Good.
Jaquan, can you tell us a little bit about the story about when the 49ers called to sign you?
Yeah, it was actually pretty crazy. I was actually working out, like, at my gym in over in Ceres, California. Probably never heard of it, but I was working out, and my agent actually called me and told me that they wanted to sign me, and I actually thought it was a joke. I thought they were joking with me, the Niners wanted to sign me, and I was like, and then he was like, they're gonna give you a call in like 5 minutes. So sitting there waiting by my phone, and sure enough, they called, and it was kind of like a dream come true. I almost gave my mom kind of like a little mini heart attack when I told her.
Now, I can't believe you didn't stick with the 49ers, because I've never seen you throw a pass, but you got to be busy, at least as good as Garoppolo. I only said that for our producer, Matt Scraby, because he's the biggest 49er fan on the planet. But obviously you've had a taste, so you feel like if you perform well, you know, you might get another chance to give your mom a heart attack.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the goal. But you know, I'm just focused on this season right here with the San Diego Fleet, and you know, just enjoying football and enjoying every little bit of it, from the practices to, you know, every little bit of it. And I'm just happy to be back on the field.
Now, obviously, in this game of football, size is something that everybody seems to focus on. You're 5'7", 205 pounds. Based off what you saw in week one, how do you think your style fits the AAF?
I've always felt like if you can play football, you can play football. I don't really see size matters or anything like that. So, I mean, you can say, you know, but I see it as an advantage. Because, you know, if I'm getting behind a line that's 6'5", 300 pounds.
They can't see you.
Defense can't really see you. So, I mean, I see it as an advantage. But, Yeah, I mean, I feel like my style fits, you know, anywhere I go. Like, I'm just a football player.
I heard that.
Tell Mike Martz to give you the ball a little more this week. 8 carries, 55 yards. That's a 7-yard average. To me, that gets you up and down the field a little bit.
2 carries and a first down, sounds like to me.
You know, I'm sure Mike will be more than happy to have you come into the office and ask for more plays. He'd probably love that, right?
You know, whenever you know, they call upon my name to get the ball, you know, I'll be there and you know, just try to make the best out of it.
Absolutely. Hey, Jaquan, good luck on Sunday. We're all excited about the Fleet's home opener, and nice to have you on the program.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jaquan.
You bet. Jaquan Gardner there from the San.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.